Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Tezvav. We are holding on daf Yud Daled Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha ben Numan Lizchusar for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. So we're holding up the Mishnah on daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss the issue of selling a behema to an Ovid Kuchavim, both a behema daka and we'll discuss a behema gasa as well. The Gemara is going to discuss whether the issue of selling a behema daka to an Ovid Kuchavim is a matter of minhag or whether it's a matter of halacha. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether selling behema gasa, what the reason for the issue of selling a behema gasa is. Is it that he's going to try out the animal and it's going to be on Shabbos that he's trying out the animal and then it's going to be violation of Mechamer, or is it also because of a gzeira that you may come not to sell it, but to lend it or to rent it to him, and then it's going to be a violation of Shvisas Behema, that your animal is going to be working on Shabbos, and whether that second concern is actually a concern may depend on, or does depend on, whether Schirus Kanya, when you rent it to him, whose animal is it? Is it your animal, and therefore you do have to worry about Shvisas Behema, or is it his animal, and you don't have to worry about Shvisas Behema? Then the Gemara is going to go through a number of heterim when one is allowed to sell a behema gasa. Maybe if you use an intermediary to sell, an agent to sell it for you, or maybe where there's that you can be tola that he wants to shecht it right away and that he's not going to use it for work at all. The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to talk about selling a behema gasa to a Jew who is chasha that he would turn around and sell it to an akum. Do you have to be concerned about that? One of the Amoraim did it and then he was questioned about his actions. The Gemara is also going to, from there, move on to the discussion of selling weapons to Ovdei Kochavim and to Kutim, who you are in, or to even Jewish Ganavim, who you are and are not allowed to sell weapons to, and what about selling shields, and what about scrap metal that could easily turn into weapons, what the limitations are on those as well. So let's see the Mishnah on Yudalad Ambeis. Makom Shnagu Limkor Behema Daka Lovdei Kochavim Mochrin. If the minig is in that place to sell a behema daka to an Ovid Kuchavim, so you can follow that minig and sell. Makom Shnagu Shalo Limkor Ein Mochrin. If the minig is not to sell, so follow that minig. Don't sell. Ubekol makom ein mochrin lahem behema gasa. But certainly nowhere may you sell a behema gasa to an ovid chavim. And Rashi points out mipnei shem yuchedes l'malacha v'osa behemto malacha b'shabbos, because a behema gasa is designated specifically for malacha. There's no question about what it's going to be used for, and therefore you have to be worried that it's going to be used for malacha on Shabbos, and that's going to be a problem. We'll have to explain in the Gemara why that's a problem. You're selling it. It's not yours anymore. It belongs to the guy. Who cares that it's going to do malacha on Shabbos? So we'll have to discuss. Agalim usyachim shleimen ushavurin. And this issur applies even to very young animals that are not ready to do malacha. Calves or young donkeys. And it applies both to shleimen, animals that are perfectly healthy and are ra'oi for malacha, as well as shavurin, animals that are broken, as Rashi says, animals that are disabled and are not able to do malacha. The Rabbanan were still gozer. The Rabbanan had to make a gezeira lest you come to sell them large animals and animals that are shalim that are ra'oi to do malacha. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shavura, but Rabbi Yehuda allows selling a shavura. He says if it's not going to do malacha, there's no problem. Uben b'seira matir b'sus. Ben b'seira is matir on a horse, because a horse doesn't do real malacha. All you do with a horse is you ride on it. Riding itself is only a shavus, and it's not a malacha, because chay nosei es atzmo, so the fact that it's carrying a human being is not considered a malacha, so you don't have to be gozer when it comes to a horse. So that is the Mishnah. Now, if you look at Tosfos, Makom Shnagu Shlo Limkor Ein Mochrin, Tosfos says, Pirish Mishum Chashash Reviya Va'avar Lifnei Iver. What would be the hesitation in selling a behema daka to an Ovid Kuchavim? So it must be because you have to be choshesh that he's going to commit bestiality, and therefore by you selling him the object with which he's going to commit bestiality, you are in violation of Lifnei Iver. Says Tosfos, wait a second, why don't we distinguish over here whether he has another animal with which he can commit bestiality. You know, we made such a chiluk before. Al mashma dafilu isaylov chavme machrin aser. Makes it sound like even if he has another behemah, it's going to be aser. It doesn't matter whether he has another behemah or not. It's always aser. Problem is, v'kasha l'rav rabbeinu l'chanum mashma midil al gavi tekroves. Why is this any different than what we said previously with regard to tekroves of adazar? Di yisay de behemah shari l'lishnu d'lifnei iver. That if the whole concern with providing an ovid chavim with an animal as far as tekroves is concerned is that he might come to be makrovit for avodah zarah. Oh, but if he has another animal that he could use for the avodah zarah, then you haven't violated lifnei iver. V'chashin lo solishna k'depricious, and over here v'chaminu lo solishna k'depricious, and we're assuming like that shita that so why is it that over here we make no such distinction? So says Tosfos very simply, v'tirz ben Yehuda the shiny revia shumis avil lekol behema behema. When it comes to tekroves, so he'll bring his one carbon to the avodah zarah, but when it comes to his yetzer hara for revia, it's hard to imagine such a yetzer hara. But if the guy has such a yetzer hara, so each and every animal is going to be a new yetzer hara for him, and we have to be choshesh that just because he has one animal, that he's not going to be satisfied with that one animal, he's going to want to do more. Now, what is the reason that the minig developed not to sell a behema daka to an ovid chavim? So Rashi tells us we're pretty clear over here. Rashi writes because that the reason is that you might come to sell a behema gasa, that it was a gezeira lest you come to a behema gasa. Rashi not over here, but that's a Rashi Mesachas Pesachim. Miri quotes from Yesh Mefarshim that we don't sell a behema daka lest you come to sell a behema gasa. Tosus over here said no, the reason is because of the chavim in certain places are chashur ala revia, so you have to be choshe that he's going to be roveya the animal, that he's going to commit bestiality with the animal. The Ritva and the Miri just said that even according to the Maskana of the Gemara and Daf Tezvav, that the guy is chas al behemto, and he's not going to commit revia on the animal, but the reason for the minug is because even though generally speaking a guy is chas al behemto, but there that's why it's only a minug, that's why it's not halacha, but there are those places that kept this minug anyway, because sometimes his yetzer hara is so strong that he's not going to be chas al behemto, that he's not going to have rachmanus on his animal, and he's going to commit revia. The Meiri quotes Yerushalmi that gives an entirely different reason. He says, no, when Yisrael sells his behemoth to a guy, he's mafkia the behemoth mikama mitzvos. Now he's mafkia himself from kama mitzvos through that behema. Now he's not able to give reishis hagez to the kohen because he no longer has a sheep to shear. Sometimes it's motzi it from bechoren, from matnos kuhuna. And even though the Yerushalmi asks that then it should be usher to sell even a chitel in achri, because now you can't do the mitzvah of afrashas chala if you sold wheat to the nachri. If you kept it for yourself and you made a dough out of it, you'd be able to do afrashas chala. Or yayin v'shemen, because now you're not going to be able to make a bracha on it, you know, anything. Still, nevertheless, even so, that's why it's only a minhag. In certain places, they were knowing this, but that's why it's not a halacha, because then it would be extremely limiting. You wouldn't be able to sell anything to an Ovid Kochavim. Another point of here, Rabbi Kiveger in his Chidushim asks the question, why is it that Rashi and Pesachim doesn't explain the reason for the minhag not to sell is because of the chashash of Revia, like Tosos does. Meaning maybe it's Kefenu Yitzra. Why does Rashi and Pesachim come up with this other answer? Atu Behema Gasa, that you're going to come to sell a Behema Gasa. So he says, because you could ask Akasha on the Revia issue, like Tosos asks later on, that why is it that for a Behema Lekarban, we allow buying Menagayim, shouldn't you have to be Choshesh that he wasn't Chasal Behemto, and he was Rovea the Behema, and therefore it's pasul gabi mizbech, meaning if you're really going to be choshesh that there's revia, that chashash works in both directions. Not only wouldn't you be allowed to sell to him, you wouldn't be allowed to buy from him if you plan on using it for a carbon, because an animal that's been nirva is pasul to use for a carbon. So it must be, says Rabbi Kiveger, that that's what Rashi was concerned about to explain like Tosfos, because if we're going to be concerned about that, we have to be concerned consistently. So that's the That's the difference between the that's why Rashi Luchora doesn't want to say like Tosos. Okay, says the Gemara now. Lememra the Yisur Lekam in Hagu the Ika. Do you mean to tell me that there's no Isur of selling a Bein Medaka to another Chavim? It's all about Minhag. Hecha Denog Yisur Nog Hecha Denog Hecha Denog. And whenever they were, if you're in a place where they're Noig and Isur good, so that they're Minhag. If you're in a place where they're Noig Heter, that's perfectly good too. Or a Minhi I'll ask you Stira Ein Mamidin. You're not allowed to leave your behema over overnight by an Ovid Chavim because he's chashur on Revia. So don't speak very clear that he is chashur on Revia. It's not a matter of minag. So Marav Makom Sheitiru Limkar Itiru Liachid Makom Shasul Liachid Asul Limkar. He says Enechinami. It's not a matter of minag. It's a matter of assessing the situation. If you live in a place where you cannot allow an Ovid Chavim to have yichud with your animal because you have a genuine chashash of Revia, then ain't a chinami. In that place, it would be usur to sell a behem adaka to an ovid chavim. If you live in a place where there's a certain sense of morality, there's not going to be a chashash of Revia, and therefore the ovid chavim could be trusted to have yichud with the animal, so then mela, you'd be allowed to sell it to an ovid chavim. So it's dependent on minhag in the sense that there are makamos yesh. There are some places where you have to be concerned, other places that you don't have to be concerned. But in those places you have to be concerned, it becomes the halach. Rabbi Lazar Omer, no, after Makom Shasu the Yachid Mutar Limkar. Even in a place where Goyim where Ovdi Chavim are Chashan Revia, and you're not allowed to leave your animal alone with him. Nevertheless, it would still be Mutar to sell him an animal. My Taima, if you can't trust him with your animal, why are you allowed to sell him an animal? Shouldn't you be Choshev Mishum Revia? Ovid Chavim Chasal Behemto Shalot Teaker. We have to assume that an Ovid Chavim is going to have Rachmanas on his behema, that it's going to destroy the behemoth. The behemoth is not going to be able to produce offspring if he ruins the behemoth's the reproductive anatomy by being boiled the behemoth. So that's why you can assume that if you're keeping your animal by him, he'll do whatever he wants with it. But by selling him an animal, you don't have to be choshed about anything. And once Rav heard Rav Lazar's answer, va'av Rav hader bei dam Rav Tachlifa Amar Rav Shila Baravimi Mishmei de Rav Ovid Chavim Chasal behemto Shelo Teaker, that an Ovid Chavim is going to have Rachmanus, that the animal should not be teyakar, that the animal should not become an akara, and therefore he's not going to do it to his own animal. So when it comes to selling him an animal, it's dependent on minag. When it comes to allowing him to have yichud with the animal, that is with your animal, that is dependent on halacha and not on minhag. So you see that even Rav changed his mind when he heard a better answer. Avram ben Arambam writes in one place that when you see that the Chachmei Chazal change their mind, it is not a sign of weakness. You know, some say that a strong person would maintain his opinion no matter what. But no, he says, that's a sign of strength, that's a sign of honesty. Very often a person holds a position, and once he holds that position, he's immovable, no matter how many rayas you bring. One way, he'll kvetch out a teretz to every raya. But this is the honesty of Chazal, that if you have a better answer, so they're ready to be moda ala emes. Then we said, but nowhere may you sell a behema gasa to novid chavim. So my time, what's the problem? Certainly, there's no chashash revia by a behema gasa. The guy's going to get himself killed if he tries to be rovea a behema gasa. So what exactly is the concern? We don't have to worry about revia, but we do have to worry about the guy doing malacha with the animal. Says Gemara v'neavid. So let him do malacha with the animal. Kivin dezavna kanya. He bought it, so good. It's his. Why? It's not. It doesn't belong to the Israel anymore. And as Rashi points out over here in Dibra Maskel, Kivin Dezavya Kanya, Umishum Lifneiva Lositin Mikshaloka Avar Dibnach, Lam Stavola Shvisa. What, he's gonna do malach with the animal on Shabbos? Fine, he's a guy, he's allowed to be Shomer, he's allowed to be Michal Shabbos. If he's Shomer Shabbos, it's a problem. So it's his animal, so let him do malach. What's the problem? Avul Gabe Revia Lakalemarachi. See, we couldn't say the same thing by Revia, that it's his animal, let him do what he wants. Mishum Dahasum Kavar Lifneiva Lositin Mikshal. Because it's usher for Ben Noach to do Revia also. So if you provide him with the animal with which he's going to do revia, then you have violated the Fneiver. But it's mutter for Ben Noach to do malacha on Shabbos. So if you provided him with the animal with which he's going to do malacha on Shabbos, that's perfectly fine. That's not Lifneiver at all. He's Ben Noach is not mitzvah on Shabbos at all. And then Rashi adds, as a throw-in, Umasha Asuli Yisrael Lomar La'ovid Chav Masei Li Kach, that which there's an isser for a Jew to ask a guy to do something, Zeo Mishum So Chavtzcha V'dab v'daber davar, dibur asur. That's because of mitzvah cheftzicha v'daber davar. That dibur is asur. That because of that pasuk, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for you. Now that is a very major statement of Rashi, because what Rashi seems to be telling us is that the entire isur of amir la'akum is based on mitzvah cheftzicha v'daber davar. So asks the stipler in Kilus Yaakov. If that were the case, then it would be 100% mutter to tell a guy on Erev Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, because Dibor, the Dibor that we're talking about is Dibor on Shabbos. So if you say, if you have all the Dibor done on Erev Shabbos, then it should be perfectly permissible. Furthermore, says the stipler, in Mesech Zba Metzia Daft Tzadi, the Gemara is a Safek, if a Yisrael is allowed to tell a guy, Chasom Parasi Vidashba, violate Losachsom, that I want you to thresh with my animal after you muzzle it. Now that has nothing to do with Shabbos. That's a separate issue of Losachsom. And the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's a violation of Amir La'akum. Well, if Amir La'akum is all based on so Cheftzcha V'daber Davar, that has nothing to do with Losachsom. That's a Shabbos din. How could you apply Amir La'akum to other Isurim as well? So that's what the stipler says. You know, Rashi writes elsewhere, Masechah Shabbos, Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, that no, you know why Amir La'akum is Asur? Because Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chumra. That when you ask a guy to do something, it's as if he's acting as your agent, as your shliach, and therefore it's ki'ilu in a certain sense, on a drabbanan level, like you are doing that action. And that would make sense not only on issues of Shabbos, it would make sense even on issues of other Isurim, like Losachsom. That would make sense that even if you ask him to do it before Shabbos, but he does it on Shabbos, and he's doing it through your agency, he's doing it because you asked him to do it, that would become your problem. Poskim also point out there's a separate Isurim midrabbanan, and that is to be nehne from malacha that's done by a guy. So in order to be matir amir la'akum, one has to familiarize himself with each of these isurim and make sure that he's not in violation of any of them, that he's not being nehne from malacha of a guy that's done for him. If the guy does it for himself and your benefit is ancillary benefit, and you never asked him, so it's not mimtzo cheftzcha v'daber davar, so then it would be mutter. But you have to get around both of those issues. So by asking him to do an Erev Shabbos, you've only gotten around one of those issues, not both of those issues. So one has to be careful. Just as Shalom Zachar on Friday night, someone leaned up against the light and turned off the light. So the non-Jewish waiter who was there serving whatever he was doing, I don't know, but he came over to the Baal Simcha and he said, I can't work like this. It's too dark in here. I can't work like this. I'm going to take care of this. I hope you don't mind. So he was a knowledgeable guy. He knew exactly what to say. He knew that the person couldn't ask him, and he knew that he had to do it for himself and not for the Baal Simcha. So he said, it's for me. I can't work like this. I can't work in the dark. So when he does it for himself, okay, so that's a very well-trained guy. So I guess you take him at his word that he really can't work like that and he's doing it for himself. So says Mark, so the Gemara's question is, back to the inside the Gemara, that what's the issue of selling a behemah gasa to an Ovid Chavim? What? The animal's going to work on Shabbos? It belongs to the guy. It's allowed to work on Shabbos. No, the concern is that you might come to lend it or rent it to the guy, and then it's going to work on Shabbos, and that's going to be your animal working on Shabbos. Frakta Gemara, she'ila kanya ve'igra kanya. But when you lent it him or rented him, he has been kona it. Why is that your problem? It's still his animal working on Shabbos. Meaning, so long as the deal is still on, as he is still the borrower, as he is still the renter, so it's his animal for the length of time that he's borrowing it or renting it. Elo Amar Rami Bereda Rav Yeva Gzeira Mishum Nisione. No, it's a different issue. The Gzeira is that he might ask you to give it a test run. The deal might be to sell it to him. You might be selling it to him just before Shabbos, late Friday afternoon. And right before finalizing the deal, the guy might say, I want to see you test. I want you to test the animal in front of me so I could see how the animal works. And then v'shamalei l'kalei, so the Jew is going to give the animal some sort of command to go, and the animal is going to listen. V'az l'machmasei, it's going to go because of the command of the Jew. V'nichalei d'teisel, and you want it to be going because you want to finalize the deal. V'avlei machamer achar behemto b'shabbos, and then you're going to be in violation of being machamer achar behemto b'shabbos. That's going to be a violation of Mechamer. Asks Tosos, why do you have to say Mishum Mechamer? Why not just say it's a violation of Shvisas Behema, that your Behema is doing Malacha, whether you are leading it and causing it to, right? The Gemara says, Mechamer Achar Behemto B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos, and you're Chayiv Chatos when you're Mechamer Achar Behemto. But asks Tosos, why bring up Mechamer? Just say that it's a violation of Shvisas Behema. So says Tosos, interesting, V'amari, Dimishum Shvisas Behemto L'chud V'lave Asvinon, Mechira D'lespe Yisr Kim L'fi Sha'a Mishum Nisyone. V'davka She'lo Eschira for Shvisas Behema, we would only have Asura Gzeira Atu Shvisas Behema if that Shvisas Behema would be violated throughout Shabbos. But if it were just going to be a momentary Yisir, Shvisas Behema is Kal enough that we wouldn't make a Gzeira for a moment of Shvisas Behema. We would only make a Gzeira for Shvisas Behema that would go throughout the entire Shabbos. Av Mishum Nisyone, Dein Vosel Fisha, Lo Asrinan, Ilaf Taim de Mechamer, de Chamer Tvei. But when you're talking about Mechamer, where you're Chayav Chatas, so that's a more severe Isser. So we're going to make a Gzeira unto a more severe Isser, even if it's just Lefi Sha'a. But if we're only about Shvisas Behema, that's a less severe Isser, we would only be Gozer, Mishum Shvisas Behema, if it's going to be a repetitive and constant violation of Shvisas Behema. So that's an important Yesod, because you might say, what's the difference? Shvisas Behema is a lesser Isser than Mechamer. So that's it. So we would never be Gozer, Mishum Shvisas Behema. So, but the distinction, that we would never be gozer for a moment of Shvisas Behema, but we would be gozer for ongoing Shvisas Behema, is a very important Yisod. Tosfos is telling you sometimes you have an Isser Kal that just by virtue of its repetition, by virtue of the fact that it's happening constantly, becomes an Isser Chamur. That is a Kal that we have that pops up in many places. Tosfos, for example, there's Mishnah Masech HaSukkah, Dav Chaf Hei, that says, Shluchei Mitzvah are Pturim min HaSukkah. You know what that Mitzvah is really, that Mishnah is teaching me? That there's such a concept called Osik B'Mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah. But where do we learn Osei Mitzvah Pater min ha-mitzvah from? Two sources. We learn it from Karmen Pesach, Pesukim by Karmen Pesach, and we learn it from Kriya Shema. So why is it a Masech HaSukkah? Shluchei Mitzvah Pater min ha-sukkah. Shluchei Mitzvah Pater from Kriya Shema, so it should be in Brachos. Shluchei Mitzvah Pater from Karmen Pesach, so it should be in Pesachim. Shluchei Mitzvah Pater min ha-sukkah. You could put that anywhere in Shas. Shluchei Mitzvah Pater min ha-tfilin. Shluchei Mitzvah Pater anything. Why Sukkah? So says the Pnei Yeshua, because Sukkah is an ongoing violation. By being outside of the sukkah every moment that you're outside of, so hava amina that we wouldn't say osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah by sukkah. Osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah is a moment of a mitzvah. I would have thought that if it's ongoing, that raises it to a new level. It's almost like a lav where we would not say osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Right, a person's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, he's not allowed to take out a cheeseburger and eat it. It doesn't impart to you from lav. I might have thought it doesn't impart to you from a continuous violation either. That's what we referred to recently. Chinuch writes that even though I'm vaziz ali vaziz yosef mechamish, you're not allowed to spend more than 20% of your money on a mitzvah, but a mitzvah of mezuzah you are allowed to because it's an ongoing mitzvah, and anything that's ongoing has a certain level of chumra to it. So you see that you saw it very clearly from this Tosfos as well. So now says our mask for Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi, uschirus mikanya, is schirus really kana? Does the guy become the owner while he's renting it? Vatnan af makom sham laschir lo lebeis dira amru meisha machnas tetoch avos chavin. That even when you're allowed, even in situations where you're allowed to be maskir a real estate in Eretz Yisrael to Novid Chavim, not for a base dira. You're not allowed to rent it to them for a base dira. Why? Because he's going to bring his avodah zarah into it. But if it's his, when he rented it, it's his. Yeah, he may bring his avodah zarah into it, but it's his house. So what's it your problem if he's bringing his avodah zarah into it? Someone just asked me in Shaila that they noticed their housekeeper hung up crosses in her room and all sorts of paraphernalia. So is that an issue? So it's today's daf, right? So it says Gemara, Shaini avodas kochavim to chamira. Now avodah zarah is much more chamur. You don't want these things in your house, even if it's just rented, even if it's her rishus, it's her space. Tichsiv velo savi toeva el beisecha. You don't bring a toeva into your house. So even if it is their rishus, but you're the owner of the property, so you don't want toeva el beisecha. Maskar v'yitzu breder avim shashi uschirus mikanya. Is Schirus really Kona? Vatnan, Yisrael Shosachar Parami Kohen. A Yisrael who rents a cow from a Kohen, Yachilena Karshine Truma. The Yisrael is allowed to feed a Truma. If Schirus was Kona, it belongs to the Yisrael at that moment. Why is he allowed to feed a Truma? But more importantly, Vakohen Shosachar Parami Yisrael. If a Kohen rents a cow from Yisrael, Afli Shemazonos Seha Alav. Even if the Kohen is responsible to feed it, Lo Yachilena Karshine Truma. The Kohen's not allowed to feed feed a truma. If schiris is kona, it belongs to the kohen. Let him feed a truma. Why would the kohen? The Gemara only brings a raya from the second half. It's a discussion in Rishonim whether you have a raya from the first half also from the din of the Yisrael. But we only bring a raya from the fact that the kohen is not allowed to feed a truma. Well, why not? It's his para for the entire time that he's being socher. El shemamina schiris lo kanya. What you see from here is that schiris is not kona. Once we know that schirus is not kona, why is it that you're not allowed to sell the behema gasa to an ovid chavim? Now all of the reasons apply. That it might be that you're going to sell it right before Shabbos and he's going to ask you to test it out and it's going to be a violation of mechamer. That's one. But also, you might come to rent it, you might come to lend it, and if schirus is lo kanya, it's still yours. He's going to be using it all Shabbos long. It's going to be a violation of shvisas behema throughout the entire Shabbos. The Gemara seems to make a very clear conclusion over here. Hashta da amrit schirus lo kanya. Now that we've conclusively proven that schirus is not kona, says Tosos, hacha maskinu de schirus lo kanya. Over here, that's the maskana. Problem is, in Meseches Bamitzia, dafn vav masik, de schirus yesh la ona'a, midchsiv chisim kru memker la misachav, lo ksiv chisim kru memker li olam, alma memker karinan bay. We darshin ona'a by schirus, that there's an isra of overcharging by schirus from a pasuk about mechira, which makes it sound like schirus is kanya, that schirus is called a mechira. So how come the Gemara over here assumes that as a maskana schirus is lo kanya? Says we call it a sale with regards to the halachas of anah. D'chsiv memker miyusuk. There's an extra word memker in the pasuk, but b'shar mekomos amrin the schirus is lo kanya. But in regards to every other halacha, we assume that schirus is not kona. So we assume that it's not really kona when it comes to Okay, Ravada Shar Luzvuni Chamra Ayyada de Safsira. Ravada allowed selling a donkey through a middleman, through an agent, as long as you're not the one selling it to the Ovid Kochavim directly. Rashi says the other of Sira they seriously solve Amokhar Nami Yisrael, even if that agent, that middleman, happens to be a Jew. Asks Tosos, why aren't we concerned that when people see that it's in the base of the Chavim, they're going to think the owner himself sold it to him, and people are going to come to be matir the owner to sell it because they're not going to know that there was an agent involved. They're just going to know that this used to belong to this Jew and now belongs to the Ovid Chavim. So says Tosos, two possibilities. Either everyone knows when there's an agent, because agents are good at advertising, so everyone knows that it wasn't sold directly by the Jew, or, says Tosos, that would be a gzera l'gzera. Don't sell it through the safsira, lest people will think you sold it yourself. And why is it also to sell yourself? Gzera mishum, mechamer, or whatever the gzera is, shvisas beima, so that's a gzera l'gzera, we're not going to make a gzera l'gzera. So says the Gemara, why is it that it's mutter to sell through an agent? Because what's your concern? If you're concerned about mechamer, that you're going to test it out right before Shabbos, and it's going to be a violation of mechamer, the animal doesn't recognize this agent's voice, that it's going to then go because of the agent, meaning you're not involved, you're not even in the picture, so there's no concern of mechamer. And if the concern is that it's going to be a she'ela and a schirus to the guy, and the guy's going to have it working all Shabbos long, now the agent is an agent who sell it. He would never rent it without permission. He would never lend it out without permission. So there's no concern that he's going to do that when his responsibility is to sell it. And also because he would not want to rent it out or lend it out, because then you can find all the flaws. He needs to sell this thing. So he doesn't want the flaws to be evident. He wants it, he wants sight unseen. He wants it sold. So Rav Huna Zavanehu Parah Lovid Chavim. Rav Huna once sold a cow to an Ovid Chavim. It's a behemoth. Gasa, it's aser to sell a cow to Novi Chavim, but Rav Huna did it. So Amar Rav Chista, my time of in Maharachi. So Rav Chista asked a good kasha. Why in the world did you do such a thing? Amar Lei, Emer L'shchita Zavin. He says, I think we could assume that he wanted to shecht it right away, and that he wasn't going to use it for work. The whole list of selling Behema Gasa, he might work with it throughout Shabbos, can be a violation of Shvisas Behema. He's not going to work with it. He wants to, or Nisione, he wants to test out how it works. He wants to shecht it. He wants to eat its meat. There's no testing. How do we know that that's true, that you have the right to assume that he plans on shechting it right away? We know it from a Mishnah. That Beishamai says that during Shemitah year, you're not allowed to sell a cow that does plowing, because plowing is also during Shemitah year. You're going to sell the cow. What do you think it's going to be used for? Beisil says, yeah, it's fine. You could sell it because maybe the cow is going to be used to make hamburgers. The cow is not going to be used to be plowing. Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, wait, can you really compare that? The fact that you're allowed to sell a cow during Shemitah, does that necessarily mean that you're allowed to sell a cow to an akum? Me dummy, how can you compare the two? Hasam einad mitzuv al shvisa behemto b'shvias. There's no isser called shvisa's behema during Shemitah. The isser is you're not allowed to work the karka, but you don't have an isser of shvisa's behema. Hacha adam mitzuv al shvisa behemto b'shabbos. But you do have an isser of shvisa's behema on Shabbos, so it's going to be your isser. Forget about a lifnei iver. If the animal is doing work on Shabbos, it's your isser. So Amalei Abaye says, no, that's not the way we analyze this. We don't look at whether you're mitzuva on the shvisa of the item. How do I know that? V'kalhecha dada mitzuva aser? Do you mean to tell me whenever you're mitzuva on the shvisa of something, it's aser to sell? V'are sada dada mitzuva shvisa sadeu b'shvias? What about a field? The person is not allowed to work his field on Shemitah, or even have others work his field during Shemitah. Basil says, you know what? You're allowed to sell your field in Shemitah, because maybe the person is going to leave it unworked this year so that it will be stronger next year. So you see, even though you're mitzuva on Shvisa Sadeh, you're allowed to sell it. So don't tell me that because you're mitzuva on Shvisa Behema, that's why you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Not true. The halacha is you're mitzuva on Shvisa Sadeh b'Shvius, and you are allowed to sell it. So it says, Mask Ravashi, Bekalecha de'ina de mitzuva shari, and furthermore, do you mean to tell me that the rule is the reverse as well, that anytime someone is not mitzuva on the shvisa of that item, so then it's fine, you're allowed to sell it, you don't have to worry about what it's going to be used for? Vare kelim, de'ina de mitzuva shvisa kelim b'shvius. There's no isser called shvisas kelim during Shemitah year, that your kelim aren't allowed to do work. U'tanan, elu ein kelim she'ena d'mrashay l'mochum b'shvius, but we still have a list of kelim that you're not allowed to sell during Shemitah. Ha'machrisha v'chal keleha, ha'ol v'mizra v'adekar, all of these farm equipment that's used to work the field, you're not allowed to sell during Shemitah. There's no isser of shvisas kelim. So you see, it doesn't depend on whether there's an isser of shvisa on you. The concern is, elam ravashi, kalhecha dika lemitla talinan, v'alfagav de mitzuva. Anytime you have the right to assume that the person's not going to do anything wrong with it, it's fine. If you have the right to assume that the person might just be taking this, the guy might be taking this payment not to work with it on Shabbos, but to shecht it and use it as meat, it's fine. You have the right to assume that the field you're selling during Shemitah is not going to be worked during Shemitah. It's going to be left empty during Shemitah. It's fine. But when you can't make such assumptions, like the guy is borrowing a plow during Shemitah, so then you have to worry that he's going to be using that plow in Shemitah. If he wanted to use the plow next year, he would buy it next year. So that's the issue. Al gavdein mitzuvah having nothing to do with whether it's mitzuvah on the shvisa of the item. Rabbi Zavanu Chamer li Yisrael, hachoshulim kar lovet chavim. Rabbi sold a donkey to a Jew, so which is totally fine, you're allowed to do that. Problem was, this Jew was chashud to turn around and sell it to an ovid chavim. So Amalei Abaye, my time of marachis, Abaye questioned, why are you doing that? Amalei anali Yisrael zvin. He says, what do you mean, why am I doing it? There's no isser. You're allowed to sell things to a Jew. I sold it to a Jew. Amalei va'azul mazmalei lovet chavim. But aren't you concerned that he's going to turn around and sell it to an ovid chavim? Lovet chavim kamazbin, li Yisrael lo kamazbin. He says, well, why would I be concerned that he would only sell it to an ovid chavim and not sell it to Yisrael? Meaning, he's chashed to sell things to ovid chavim, but he also sometimes sells things to a non-ovid chavim. So it says Gemara Esvei, makom shenagu limkar behema daka lukutim mochrin, shalol limkar ein mochrin. That if the minig in a certain place is to sell a behema daka to a kuti, you could sell it. If the minig is not to sell it, then don't sell it. My taima, what's the concern? What, you want to tell me the kuti is chashud on Raviya, that he's going to commit bestiality? Not true. Umi chashidi, are kutim really chashud on such things? Vatanya, we have a brisa. Ein ma'amid in behema bepundakal shalavdi k'chavim. You're not allowed to leave your behema by under the watch of an ovid k'chavim overnight. Zacharim etzal zacharim, male animals by male of the k'chavim. Unikevos etzal nikevos, even females by females, because the female of the k'chavim may be friends. And male of the kochavim, who are then going to do things with these female animals. Vein sarach lomar in the kevel seitzel zacharim, certainly not female animals by male of the kochavim with zacharim eitzel in the kevel, or zacharim animals by female of the kochavim. Vein mosim behema l'roa shalhen, and you're also not allowed to give your animal to their shepherds. Vein miachdini mahem, and you're not allowed to have yichud with them. Vein mosim tinok l'lamdo sefer l'lamdo umnos, you cannot trust your child to be alone with them, to teach him something. Aval ma'amidin behema b'pundekal shel kutim, but you're allowed to trust kutim on these matters. Zacharim etzel nekevos and nekevos etzel zacharim, male and female regardless. Vein sarach lomar zacharim etzel zacharim nekevos and nekevos, certainly a male animal by a male kuti, a female animal by a female kuti. Umos mehem l'roa shelhen, and if you have a kuti shepherd, you can give him your animal. Umiachdin imayim, and they can have yichud with them. Moslem tinok lam d'sef lam d'umnus, and you could trust them to be alone with your children. Alma lo chashidi. So you see very clearly that a kuti is not chashud on revia. So back to the question, we said that a kuti, where there's a minug not to sell to a kuti, don't sell to a kuti. Why would there be such a minug not to sell to a kuti? There's no concern of revia, so what's the concern? You're not allowed to sell to them weapons, and you're not allowed to sharpen their weapons for them. You're not allowed to sell them all sorts of different torture implements and chains and things like that. Echad ovid chavim ve'echad kuti, both for an ovid chavim and a kuti. My taima, why not? What are you concerned about? If the concern is that you assume that the kuti is going to kill somebody, and therefore you don't want to give him any weapons because he might kill someone with those weapons, umi chashidi, is he really chashon shvichas damim? Ha'amrit umiachdin imahim. But we said you're allowed to be alone with them. If you're allowed to be alone with them, obviously you're not so concerned that they're going to be chashon shvichas damim. Not only are you allowed to be alone with them, you're allowed to give them your children. You can give them for the lamdu sefer, the lamdu umnas. Obviously they're not chashon shvichas damim. Elimishim da'asi l'zim. Now the concern is that he's going to come to sell it to an Ovid Kochavim. Ah, so that's the key. Why can't you give it to a Kuti? Because he might turn around and sell it to an Ovid Kochavim. So now the question comes full circle. Rabba had sold this donkey to a Yisrael who is chashud on selling it to an Ovid Kochavim, and he defended himself. Who knows? Maybe he won't sell it to an Ovid Kochavim. Maybe he'll sell it to Yisrael. But look, you're not allowed to sell things to a Kuti because he might sell to an Ovid Kochavim. So why would it be mutter to sell to Yisrael who might sell to an Ovid Kochavim? V'chitem, unless you'll say, no, you can't sell to a Kuti, but you can sell to Yisrael who's chashud, because Kuti lo of a tshuva. A Kuti's never going to do tshuva. If he's in the practice of selling these things to Ovid Kochavim, he's going to have no problem. He's going to sell it to an Ovid Kochavim. But Yisrael lo of a tshuva, you have the right to assume that a Jew will do tshuva, and he's not going to listen, he's not going to go and sell it to an Ovid Kochavim. I've am Rav Nachman Amar Bavu, k'derek shamru asur limkor lo Ovid Kochavim, kach asur limkor li Yisrael ha-chashud limkor lo Ovid Kochavim. But wait, we have a more direct statement. Rabbi Ravua taught us that just like you're not allowed to sell certain things to an Ovid Kochavim, those things that you're not allowed to sell to an Ovid Kochavim, you're also not allowed to sell to Yisrael, who's in turn going to sell to an Ovid Kochavim. Says Gemara, Rahit Basreit Falsa Parsi, when Rabbi heard this, he ran after the guy three parsos to try to chase him down and stop him and say, oh no, undo the sale. V'ikadamri parsa b'chola, and some say it was only one parsa, but he was running in sand, so that's a lot harder. V'lo adrichei, but he wasn't able to catch up with him. Amar Rav Dima Rabbi, k'derek sh'asulim kol ovid chavim, asulim kol listim l'Yisrael. Just like you're not allowed to sell to an ovid chavim, you're also not allowed to sell to listim Yisrael, to Jewish ganavim. So says Gemara, hechidami, idachash if he's a murderous person, of course you're not allowed to sell to him. Be the low katil on my loan. If he's not going to kill, then why can't you sell to him? Why can't you sell weapons to him if he's not going to kill? Says Mar Leon the low katil. He's not planning on killing. if he's a listim, he's going to try to get people to give him money. But if they stand up to him, so then it's going to could lead to a confrontation. And if he's armed and there's a confrontation, then he's going to kill. So even though he doesn't plan on killing, you don't want to give a weapon to someone who is involved in crime, even if the nature of his crime is not necessarily murder, because it could very much lead to that. So one has to be very careful when selling weapons. This is a very important Gemara in the issue of gun control, right? What exactly can you not sell a dangerous weapon? To whom exactly can you and can you not sell dangerous weapons? Okay, we'll stop there. But we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Oh, yeah.